Welcome to Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm very pleased to be back on the program. I have with me today Jared Oliphant and Dr. Scott Oliphant. Dr. Scott Oliphant, of course, teaches systematic theology and apologetics at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, and Jared is the regional coordinator there at Westminster as well. Today we're going to be talking about the Logos Bible software, version 5, and particularly we're going to be speaking about the new Reformed base packages. Logos has just released an excellent package of resources that are geared directly towards Reformed theologians, and we're going to be speaking about them today. All the wonderful resources here at your fingertips, and we're going to let you know what's in there and how it can be used. Now, Jared, I noticed that you've got yourself a copy of this as well. Tell us about your first impressions with the Logos software.
Yeah, thanks, Camden. I should mention that we were given a copy from Logos to review.
Yes.
So, you know, full disclosure up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I should also say that given that, following everything that I say is just genuine excitement. I hope that comes through. When I initially received the email from our rep at Logos, Christian, he gave me like an initial spreadsheet that had what they were thinking to include in this. And it grew actually over like a couple months. And the content has just been, it's hard for me to describe how unbelievable this content is. I mean, pretty much every systematic theology that you could want is in here. Like Charles Hodge, you have A.A. Hodge, you have Calvin, you have Warfield, you have Voss that's rolling out, you have Burkhoff, you have Bavinck, Richard Muller's works are on there, many of them, the four-volume Post-Reformation Reformed Dogmatics. And I could go on and on, but it's just been so helpful, especially in or alongside with all the other resources that they have that are commentaries, are the original language works, you know, even the interlinear, so you can follow along. It's just so much stuff. We'll link to the full list so that you, the listener, can get a sense of what exactly is offered. But it's like nothing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they list 1,179 resources in the Platinum package. Last I heard, I think they're working on a comparison tool where you can compare and contrast the different levels, the different packages that they offer, and see what resources are in which level. But the Platinum package has almost 1,200 resources. And if you would total all that up in print, it would come to about $30,000. So
yeah,
an awful lot of stuff in there. And like Jared mentioned, it does include the ancient texts and morphologies. So you could do all the language training. It's got the Bible maps, all sorts of other resources that are in there and useful not only for Reformed theologians that want to learn more of Reformed theology and history, but also scholars and people in biblical studies and pastors like myself who are preparing sermons each and every week. Now, Dr. Oliphant, you've had Logos for a while yourself and have been using it even to research and in preparation for writing some books. What does your typical workflow look like, and how does this package change your workflow?
I got introduced to it maybe 5 years ago or something like that. Phil Gons, who still works at Logos and is head over one of the departments there, I can't remember which one, had mentioned it to me, and I told him I was interested in looking at it. And when he sent me the package, you know, I worked through it and was kind of getting used to it, and wrote him back, and I said, you know, this is really great. I love what I've got here, but I said about, you know, 40% of this I'm never going to access. I'm just not interested in it. I said, what about customizing a package? And he wrote back and said, well, we're not able to do that quite yet, but that's on our radar. So when I found out about the Reform Base Package, you know, that was in one sense a dream come true, where you can get resources that you guys have mentioned and a few hundred others, basically customized for people who are interested in Reformed theology. But the other thing that Logos does well that I've used quite a bit is it's biblical studies material with Greek and Hebrew. They use the Westminster Morphology in mm-hmm. Hebrew, and you've got a number of different Greek options, including their own, the Lexham, and then Nestle Aland and others. that you can use for New Testament. So, you know, in terms of sermon preparation, you don't need much more than Logos. You can do your exegesis there. You could actually do your sermon notes there if you wanted to.
Sentence but diagrams, syntactical analysis, you name it. It's everything.
Yeah, word study, all of that is right there. And you can also either use commentaries that come with your package, or you can begin to collect commentaries on various books if you're working through those in preaching, and use those commentaries side by side, really, on your computer screen as you're working through the text. So I don't think I used to work use BibleWorks, and I'm sure there got to be some things that BibleWorks does that maybe Logos doesn't. I haven't found them. I don't go to that level in my own work, and everything I've been able to do in original languages in Logos in BibleWorks I can do in Logos. So in that sense, it's been great. I've also used it. My primary use of Logos, although I do some reading if I have a specific area that I need to read in. You know, I can enter it in the search and just go at it. But my primary use of it is in when I'm writing articles in books, especially since now they've included Bovink and Mueller and others. I can search quickly. Maybe I'm looking at a Bible verse, say Philippians 2, and I want to just search through the resources I have. I can enter that verse in the search window, and all the resources I have there will pop up, and I'll be able to see who's talking about that and what they've said about it, and not just in commentaries, but in all the resources I have. And the other thing I've done since I got this base package is just you can make a specific collection that you use for a search. So I've got a collection of almost all of my Reformed resources into one, and I can now search in that collection and see who says what about particular things. The other thing that was great when I got Logos first, they moved what used to be the Van Til CD, all that material, they moved into Logos. So now you've got virtually every bit of what Van Til wrote in Logos, so I can use that for searches and all kinds of topics that I want to look into. So in terms of speed and research capability, I think it's fair to say there is nothing on the planet like it. I mean, you just simply can't match it.
I mean, I've only had the package for about a week, and I've been using it constantly. I do use it on three different devices. My main computer, which happens to be a Mac. I use it on an Android tablet, a Nexus 7, which is a smaller version tablet, but it's great for reading, and then my iPhone. So I've been getting familiar with the three different varieties, you know, the mobile version on two different screen sizes and two different platforms, and then the full-blown desktop version. But I've been finding it tremendously useful for all sorts of things, for personal devotions and sermon prep, also some other writing. I really appreciate the searches too. I mean, just this last week, I was preaching from Joshua 11, so I was able to pull up a whole host of maps that have a bunch of the cities and the northern and southern campaigns where Joshua is leading the armies of Israel through the towns and conquest. And it's nice to see the topography and also see where all the towns are, because you just get a list of 10 cities and you, you know, right, not being an expert in the Middle East, don't know where all these places are. Nor do you know, is it in a valley? Is it on a mountain? That sort of thing. So that was helpful. But also tricky passages. I was working through a section in which the Lord hardened the heart of Jabin, who was the leader of the coalition of forces in the north. And, you know, obviously there's a lot to do with hardening of the heart with Pharaoh and even with what Paul says in Romans 1. But I was in an instant able to search Bovink, Hodge, all those Reformed resources and systematic theologies on harden or hardening, and finding all sorts of stuff that they'd written in a systematic way on all those passages, which would have taken me a long time to pull all those books off of my shelf. And in fact, I was out. I wasn't actually in the office, so I wouldn't have been able to do it anyway. But all of it was at my fingertips. It was tremendously powerful.
It is. When I first got it, they were just moving into the Mac platform, and so they sent me the Windows platform, which I used on Parallels for a while remembered why I never wanted to use Windows again. and then they sent me the Mac platform, and it was initially, you know, a bit slow and a little bit buggy, and they knew that. But boy, now, you know, when I do a search, it's less than 2 seconds that I can have all my resources right there, and they point you to whatever it is you're searching. I've never seen anything so fast in terms of the amount of material they can cover as quickly. Part of that's because when you first get your library, the computer indexes that, and that can take an hour or two. But once it's indexed, it is it's lightning fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been finding it tremendously useful also just for just straight reading. One thing that I've been really keen on is developing reading plans, and you can create a custom reading plan. Now, most people will probably do that so they can read through the Bible in 6 months or a year. But you can also create all sorts of custom plans for basically anything in your library as long as it has pagination. The system is able to chunk it up and allow you to put yourself on a reading plan to get through Voss's Reformed Dogmatics. Or I created a reading plan so I can read all of Hodge by the end of the year, as well as the Nestle Allen 28th edition by the end of the year. And I find that just great. And one thing that I found helpful is reading on Logos versus paper is that when I'm reading Hodge or Voss or you know, especially biblical theology, where there are going to be a lot of scriptural references, they're all linked. So as I'm reading, I could just tap the scripture and it brings up a window without losing my spot. It's just a little pop-up window that has the verse that's referenced. And I'm thinking, if Meredith Klein was in here, this would be a godsend, because he has so many references. It takes so long. Your tendency is just to skip them and not actually look them up. But there's so much value there, and you ought to look those references up. But it takes so long. Here, having it digitized makes it so fast and convenient to be able to see what the author is referencing.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing you can do, either with sermons or as you're reading along, you can take notes, and then those notes become searchable. So if you're searching for something 2 years from now and you write it out and it happens to be something you've taken a note on, that note will pop up as part of the search as well, which I think is a great advantage. And it'll pop up as part of your sermon as well. The other thing I've done with a couple of my books is you can actually bring your books into Logos, and it will appear as one of the resources as well. And that's almost just about anything you've written, there's a way to transfer that into Logos and make that part of your search material, your search data.
Nice.
And that's a great help, especially over, you know, you use it 5 or 6 years, and pretty soon you forget things you've written 5 years ago, but it'll come up if you do a search on it.
Have you used any of the bibliographic documentation? Have either of you seen any of that?
I have,
that you can actually quite simply copy, you know, a footnote reference from your resource.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have used some of that. And the other thing, I use a program for my bibliography and footnoting called Bookends.
Yeah.
And you can take all the resources that you have in Logos, you can export those to Bookends. They automatically become part of the database.
Nice.
So you can do it one of two ways, but Logos does it automatically.
It does. I use a similar program called Zotero.
Right.
But I haven't seen how those connect. But it makes it very easy, because when you have these digital resources, they're supposed to be cited differently than the paper. And then, you know, that's the proper way to do it. Sandy Finlayson will get all over your case if you do it incorrectly, you see.
Right.
But okay. You know, the librarians want it correct. But you need to be true, and you need to cite the actual source you used. And if you're using the digital source, it can be tough to know exactly how to cite it, but Logos, at least as I've cited two or three things already, makes it very simple, just to copy and paste the citation, and you could pop it right in your paper or you know, hand out whatever you might be using that you need to cite.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Another application that I do sorry, on that same, just to wrap it up on that is, like I'm doing an independent study in ecclesiology right now. One of the books, this is, actually isn't included in the package, but Bannerman's Church of Christ, 2 volumes is in Lagos. And I have the hard copy, but I also have the online copy. Mm-hmm. So if I need to take this big chunk from whatever page, then it's right there. I don't have to sit there and, you know, transcribe it over. And that has saved me just so much time. So that can be worth it on a number of works as well.
Yeah, exactly. That can be so annoying just to transcribe selections.
Yeah, you can have
quotations.
Errors. And,
I found also that what's nice, at least on the Android version, I think Android is a little better about this type of thing than iOS is. I don't want to start a war between the Android and the iOS fanboys, but Android has, in my opinion, a better sharing platform, and so the apps can hook into some of the sharing features. And so what I found is when I'm reading, probably some of my Twitter followers are getting annoyed with me, but what I can see is that when I'm reading Hodge and I find a quote that I like, I can very simply highlight it and tap share and send it to, you know, a Twitter client or even schedule a tweet out into the future. And it will include not only the quotation, but a link that I can use if I'd like that would link to Lagos and include the documentation to where that quotation came from. All seamless. Uh-huh. And it's just so handy. And sometimes I often just will highlight a quote and click the share, tap share, and end up sending myself an email for the future, for future reference. I could file it, do that sort of thing. So sometimes I might read something I think might be useful for a sermon down the road, and I want to file it away. You could do that with notes. You can also export the resources to various programs, such as email. So
yeah,
I'm finding that they've done everything that I've wondered about and then looked into, saying, I wonder if Lagos could do this. I haven't found something yet that they haven't thought of already.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking.
You know, I was out there a couple of weeks ago. They started this fairly new program called Mobile Ed, where they're recording seminary level courses for people to be able to purchase and to use their computer. And it's the first time I'd been at their company in Bellingham, Washington. And I'll tell you, it's an impressive group. And one of the things I noticed every day when I was at lunch, they would have lunch set up for me with some of the people in various departments. And in almost every single department, they would ask something like, anything we need to be doing that we're not doing, or do you have any suggestions on this side of things that would help us? And they were taking notes, and they're such an innovative, forward looking company. They've been trained that way that if you ever do find something they don't do, they would welcome a comment. And believe me, they take those seriously and mark those down, and they get people working on it. So it's very impressive in that sense. And this base package is just what it says. It's a base package. They've got more things coming, and they're constantly collecting volumes that they can put into their collection.
Yeah. Now, I've been around the block a little bit with the different softwares. I started with BibleWorks on Windows, and then I was using BibleWorks in Parallels, like you were, on Mac for quite some time. Last year, I purchased Accordance and have been using that all year for sermon prep and exegesis and even for some other stuff for my dissertation. And so I've been on Lagos now for a couple of weeks, and so I'm still learning some things. But I must say that the learning curve for this to get up and running and doing exegesis is very slight. It has not been steep, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And the library here is just almost mind blowing. The power that's at my fingertips, I've been very impressed. So I'm sure I'll have more to say in the future as I become more and more familiar with the program. My initial take on this is just I'm highly impressed and very, very thankful to Lagos for putting this together and also getting us review copies.
Yeah, it's a good company, and they've got some guys there who are Reformed thinkers. They're very broad in the way that they think about the church generally, but they've got some guys as well who are focused on Reformed acquisitions and things like that. So I think it bodes well for the future in terms of what they're going to be able to collect.
Mm. Absolutely.
Do you want to give just a preview of what you were doing out there as far as the class goes? It was just when you were telling me what goes on, it was just remarkable how they set up everything. And some listeners may have you did a podcast with Dr. Carl Ellis, and I just thought that was really cool, just an interaction on civil rights and epistemology and Van Til. But as far, and so he was filming a class out there alongside you. What can we expect in terms of like the class that you did?
Right. Yeah, they have, again, it was another innovative idea because of the feedback they're getting from their customer base, which includes a good number of pastors. And then also lay people and people just interested. They started generally people interested in Bible study, but who also want to continue on with theology. And the feedback they've been getting is we want more education. And so they decided not to offer a seminary degree, not to establish an official program, but to have seminary education available as a course, a video course, as part of their library. So they've been recording, I think he said they did 60-plus last year, and they're slated to do maybe 100 this year. So they're recording a vast number of courses on all theological topics. And when they contacted me about it, I was a little apprehensive for a number of reasons. But one was I said, you know, I really am not interested in kind of making this a Sunday school course. And they said, no, we don't want any changes. We want it exactly as you teach it in class, as much as you're able to do that. So
there was no
dumbing down. And then I told them, they said, we want an intro to apologetics. And I said, well, my intro to apologetics is basically helping people to get their feet wet on Van Til and what he says and how to think about that in the context of Reformed theology. So I don't do a survey of apologetic methods or anything like that. And they said, yeah, that's exactly what we want. So and they've done research on how best to do that. They're convinced, and I'm not an expert on this, but they're convinced that the way to do it is the teacher talks to the camera as if the person is there rather than to an audience, which then the person can watch the teacher talk to the audience. They said that removes by one the spectator. So it's a basically eyeball to eyeball. You're teaching to the camera during the whole week and teaching in apologetics. And then they divide the segments up into fairly brief segments. They title every one of them. Then they have somebody transcribe every word that you've said. So every word that you've said in the course is searchable. Wow. And they tag anytime you have scripture or a resource, they tag that according to their resources. And then they have somebody at the last, one of the last things they do is they've got people hired to do nothing but screencasts. So person will come on and with screencasts and say, the next five lessons are going to deal with the topic of general revelation. And in that discussion, and he just kind of summarizes what's going to come.
Wow.
So it's an absolutely amazing approach. I learned one thing being there. They don't do anything halfway and they don't do anything, you know, with errors in it as much as they can avoid it. They really want a first rate product. So they're working hard to do that. And I told them, I said, you know, it'd be great someday if you could release a reform based package of theology courses, biblical and theology courses, you know, customize that down the road. And they said, oh yeah, that would be a great thing in the future. So I'd love to see that take place as well.
Wow.
So in the next year, I mean, the problem they're having at Logos is, you know, I had dinner with a CEO one night and I said, what's your biggest challenge? And he said, we can't find enough people. We've got about 70 slots we need to fill and we can't get them filled.
Wow.
So, and part of that is because they're trying to get their material out as quickly as possible. So as soon as the courses come out, which I'm guessing will be about a year or so, I'll be interested to see, you know, from watching it, how it works instructionally. But they showed me a course that had been done on Hebrew, and it really was just a top-notch way to do it, I think.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's encouraging to hear about all those efforts. And I'm also really looking forward to searching your Aquinas jokes from your class.
I couldn't do as many of those.
Knowing that they're going to be transcribed.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, all of Dr. Oliphant's students will know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I really appreciate what Logos has done, and they've had such a good effort here going into this, and it's encouraging to see that they're really thinking forward and really assisting the church in a very helpful and a particular way. It's going to be a good time here for the student of theology and the student of the Bible.
In total agreement.
Well, we want to point people to their website. You can find more out about this package. We encourage you to visit logos.com/reformedBP. That's BP for base package, reformedBP. There you'll find information about this entire package, about what's included, and ways to purchase it. We want to thank Logos once again for providing review copies for review, and we really encourage you to take a look at this seriously, as we think it will help you in your studies. You can find out more information about us as well online at reformedforum.org. This has been the Reformed Media Review. Thanks for listening.